This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two friends have been arrested and accused of casting ballots that didn't belong to them in Grand Junction. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Police say the two women hatched the scheme in October. One of them worked at the U.S. Postal Service. On October 12th, she decided not to deliver ballots at a subdivision mailbox cluster when the tape on the mailboxes didn't match the names on the ballots. That is not a USPS policy. Eventually, those ballots ended up with her friend, who fraudulently cast them as a means to test whether anyone actually checked the signatures on mail-in ballots. All told, roughly 20 people didn't receive their ballots, though they did get new ones. The two women were charged with felonies and forgery. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Bomb threats at polling places across the country on Election Day are the result of misinformation, says Matt Crane, the head of Colorado's County Clerks Association.
They don't have to hack into systems anymore. They can manipulate people on social media. It's far easier to manipulate people than systems. So when we have people around pushing this election denialism, the stolen election garbage, all they are useful idiots for foreign adversaries who are trying to divide us.
Foreign adversaries. Threats in Georgia and other places were said to be the result of Russian interference. Crane said there was no indication of that happening in Colorado. Denver Public Schools released today a list of schools recommended to be closed. Denverite's Paolo Shalceta has more.
It's the second round of closures in as many years for the state's largest school district. School administrators say the shutdowns are needed as enrollment continues to drop and some schools are operating well below capacity. Last year, the board voted to select three schools from a recommended list of 10 to close. DPS board chair Carrie Olson says they kept closures low last year because they felt they hadn't done a good job of talking to parents about the changes.
I can't speak for the full board, but I myself do feel like we've done a much better job of getting the information out than we did 2 years ago.
This year's list will be released on Thursday. The school board will vote on those recommendations on November 21st. I'm Paolo Shalceta, Denverite.
And this is CPR News.